With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Senator Steve Daines is predicting that Republicans are going to do very well at the midterm elections next year. They will benefit, he says, from President Trump's many successes in the early part of his second term.
I've never seen the velocity of change attacking the woke agenda. You look at geopolitics, you look at taxes, you look at our southern border, the military. I mean, everywhere Trump is active, he's delivering these amazing results for the American people.
Daines is a Montana Republican. He made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. The U.S. Special Envoy for Syria has called Lebanon, quote, a failed state, highlighting frustration with Beirut's paralyzed government. Speaking at a summit in Bahrain, Thomas Barak praised developments in Syria following Bashar Assad's downfall. He confirms that Syrian President Ahmad al-Shara is expected here in Washington on November the 10th. The Trump administration has made some more restrictions on members of certain parts of the news media. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Reporters with White House press credentials will no longer be able to access an area of the West Wing known as Upper Press without an appointment. It's long been an area where reporters would gather to talk with the press secretary and communications staff. A White House memo cited concerns about protecting sensitive material. Earlier this month, dozens of reporters turned in access badges and left the Pentagon rather than agree to restrictions on their work there imposed by the Trump administration. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Tanzania's President Samia Hassan has won a disputed election with over 97% of the vote, according to official results last night. Her main opponents were prevented from running, leaving her virtually unopposed. Protests have erupted across the country. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin is performing abortions again after a nearly month-long pause due to federal Medicaid funding cuts. The state chapter says it was able to resume offering abortions because it relinquished its status as a, quote, essential community provider. The organization says that by doing that, it no longer fits the definition of a prohibited entity under the federal law and can receive Medicaid funds. President Trump has vowed to do all he can to prevent taxpayers from funding abortion in this country. Planned Parenthood is America's number one abortion provider, taking in hundreds of millions of dollars every year. So-called climate change is apparently a factor in America's falling birth rate. Younger generations are increasingly citing climate change as making them reluctant to have children, according to several studies. They are worried about bringing kids into a world which they have been told will feature extreme weather. But many researchers pointing out the danger of the declining birth rate in the U.S. and all industrialized nations. This is SRN News. Make it two in a row for the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Will Smith homered in the 11th inning after teammate Miguel Rojas connected for a tying drive in the 9th inning. Both men helped the Los Angeles Dodgers beat the Toronto Blue Jays 5-4 in Game 7 of the World Series. The Dodgers become the first team in a quarter of a century to win consecutive World Series titles. L.A. overcame 3-0 and 4-2 deficits and escaped a bases-loaded jam in the 9th inning.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart. Today is Sunday, November the 2nd. It's the 306th day of 2025. There are 59 days left in the old year. Daylight savings time ended this morning. Get your clocks right. On this date in history, 1948, and perhaps the most unexpected results in U.S. presidential election history, Democratic incumbent Harry Truman defeated heavily favored Republican Thomas Dewey. This is SRN News.